Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israelis believe President Trump can bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a peace agreement between the two. That's the headline. David Dolan joins me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israelis, the mass majority of them, are believing in a poll that was recently taken that the new president, Donald Trump, he said this would be the greatest deal he's ever negotiated. Now, they believe Donald Trump could possibly pull it off. You've always said there's not going to be a peace agreement here between the Israelis and the Palestinians in the near future. Your same thoughts there?
Well, Jimmy, I think that as much today as I ever did, and in fact, we had a very important announcement this week as well, which that Israel will legalize 4,000 Jewish homes that have been built in Judea and Samaria. And the Israeli education minister, Naftali Bennett, said that this is the first step in leading the way to the annexation of the entire area to Israel. The prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, responded that, quote, we're finding solutions that didn't exist before today, solutions to the fact that these Jewish homes in Judea and Samaria are not officially recognized as being in Israeli territory, but in this no man's land of the West Bank. He said, for the good of settlements and the state of Israel, it's best that we restrain our enthusiasm for the moment, because he said we're in a very delicate diplomatic situation as the Obama administration goes into its final weeks in office. So he's basically saying, don't talk too much about this right now. Let's wait till the new president comes in and see what position he takes. I have no doubt that Donald Trump will try to bring a resolution, but certainly this Israeli move leading towards annexation, it seems, will make it that much less likely that the Palestinians will agree to sit down with the Israelis in any direct peace talks or any talks led by any other country. Again, the peace process, in my mind, it's frozen. It's not going to become unfrozen. Every U.S. president has tried, Jimmy, going all the way back, as you know, to Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter. Gerald Ford even tried a bit, and certainly Obama did with his Secretary of State, and nobody has succeeded so far, and I don't see that happening at all.
David Dolan reporting this story, but he still believes there's no peace agreement in the near future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
In the near future, there will be a peace treaty in Israel. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Daniel 9:27 reveals that the Antichrist will bring about a peace treaty in the Middle East between the Jews and their neighbors. This peace agreement will ultimately fall apart, and war will break out between Israel and the enemies surrounding the Jewish state. Israel, in reality, will only have true peace when the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, returns. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...